you feel riding hands and heels and you know you've gone, gone? How do you feel? How do you feel?
Welcome to Wolf Den's Saturday Session, the first of three episodes for the Queensland Winter Carnival as Stradbroke season hits full tilt. The card at Eagle Farm is stacked, the rain has mostly held off, and the boys in the den are locked in for a monster day on the punt. Let's rip right in, and we're going to kick off with the Lord Mayor's Cup, a key Q22 lead-up. Extraordinarily, this race has produced the last two Melbourne Cup winners. Race favourite Tarvey Time comes off a flying Scone Cup win, gets in well under set weight and has J-Mac aboard. But the big push has come for new endeavour. The Waterhouse Bot Gelding is on a long drought of wins, but the punters are steaming in. The King's Own, welcome in, mate.
Thank you. Back on the sesh, back on the punt. Ew. Life's good. Tracks are wet. Let's go.
Succulent chicken meal for lunch as usual.
Yes.
It didn't disappoint.
Let's just talk about betting. Don't worry about it.
Let's talk about betting. You've got to get back in there, do you? All right, yes. So we've got the Lord Mayor's Cup. I said in my preamble that the punters have pushed hard for new endeavour. You're one of those punters, but you're last in the queue, aren't you? Have you actually backed it
yet? I took about 380, but the tab put up about $5 and was backed a couple of days ago, then settled around 380, opened about 330, easing out a bit. Tavi Time's been pretty solid as well.
Yep.
I've laid Tavi Time around 240. There's a bit of rain around up there. The track's pretty wet. They're getting off the fence. They're getting off the fence everywhere.
Yeah.
Rose Hill, Caulfield, even Morpheville, they're getting off the fence. So sort of down the middle of the track, looking like at the moment.
Hope we get through the day. Are you worried at all they might have to call these races off if it gets worse?
Or? I'm not worried about it. I just play the ball in front of me. I don't think too far ahead, son.
Let's bring the boys in on the casting couch. Boys, what's happening?
How are you? It's good to be here. It's good to be back.
Any circuiting last night? Just circuiting for you, right? Were you well behaved, Uncle Mel?
Or? Very quiet. I've been sick this week. So.
Good boy, good boy. All right, let's talk about this race, boys. What did you make of it? What are your boys' plays?
Oh, look, I thought Tavi Time was probably getting into a bit short now with the way the track's playing. It's barrier three. It's probably going to be on the inside there. And also three starts on the heavy for a duck egg so far. I thought it was probably getting a bit short. But then you've got to try to find something to beat it, which is hard to do here in this field, in my opinion. I thought Banker's Choice has got the good wet form.
Yep.
Going well for the new stable. $6.50 might be a little play. But, yeah, that's all I sort of thought. Junior?
Yeah, very, very tricky race. Nothing for me. But Mission of Love might run a better race than 100-1 shot. But
Seems the horses lower down the order have a bit more proof in the wet. So we'll see what happens. So you know that if you run fourth or better in this race, you will win the Melbourne Cup this year.
Why?
Because last year Knight's Choice ran fourth and won the Melbourne Cup. The year before, Without a Fight won this race and won the Melbourne Cup. So there you go.
I've been saving that setup all week.
Tavi Time's actually travelling.
Yeah, okay. Tavi Time's travelling to us.
Yeah.
I think New Endeavour and Tavi Time fight this one out. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
James is going to go around.
Banker's still
got. Yeah, why are they getting now?
Right off the inside.
Here we go.
Two hopes.
Two hopes, not three?
No. Come on, you.
Tavi Time just not quite picking up.
Come on.
Kick, Clarky.
Okay.
Come on. No, James.
You
just drop off, James.
There it is.
It needs to win pretty convincingly because it's a little bit inconvenient.
There's your cup winner, eh, Rich?
There's the Melbourne Cup winner. I know you're desperate to get back in the trading room, so this is a good lead-up for the Q22. You've got horses like Faulkner Park, Kovalika, Militarized maybe in the Q22.
Mm.
Do you think New Endeavour could measure up in the Q22? It's a 2,200-metre race in 2 weeks on Stradbroke Day.
Need to lift, but why not? Yeah. Let's have a look at this track. It's just the form coming out of this meeting is going to be questionable for sure.
Boys, what did you think of that?
Yeah, I thought Tavi Time sort of travelled up to go past New Endeavour, and as soon as James went for it, the wheel started spinning. You could see quite visibly there, and it's still running an honest race and a good race, but obviously it's not at its best on a wet track, and I think New Endeavour just got away with that one there with Tavi Time not enjoying the conditions.
Yeah. Junior?
Even if this race was on a dry track, I don't think it would be the right lead-up form for the Q22.
For the Q22. I did think it was a pretty impressive win. Did you know, had a pretty tough run, New Endeavour, and kicked away there. I think it's in the mix for the Q22. Next up, the Sire's Produce Stakes, a Group 2 for the two-year-olds, many of whom are stepping up in trip as they aim for the last two-year-old Group 1 of the year, the JJ Atkins, in 2 weeks' time. It's a massive field of 18 runners, and truthfully, you could make a case for more than half of them. Wide open race and an important reference for what's to come. Welcome in, Smalley. Thank you for coming in. We're going to move to the Sire's Produce very quickly. I just want to round up the last race, the Lord Mayor's Cup. So Adrian Bott came out and said, very happy with New Endeavour's win. Onward is upwards for him. He said that he messed around a Group 1 quality and they'd like to get him back to there. Big question is, will he go into the Q22? It sounds like he won't. Interestingly, Adrian Bott says they seem to think that 2,000 metres and beyond is a bit beyond him. What did you think?
Yeah, it seems that way. It's actually a fun fact. That's his first win in Australia, New Endeavour, and first win on grass. His two previous wins were in Kempton on the synthetic. So
interesting.
Look, if they think he's a sort of more a miler, then I wouldn't doubt that. They'd know better than me probably.
So. Let's move to the size produce for the two-year-olds. Group two, of course, they're all aiming to go on and win the group one, the last group one for the two-year-olds of the season. I think we can say that the winner of the JJ Atkins, which is in 2 weeks' time, will almost certainly come out of this race. I went and looked at the futures market for this. It's basically just a replica of this race. Who are you looking to in this race?
The two that sort of stuck out to me in a very hard race were Aerodrome, who is coming from Sydney, and won on a heavy track last start. The Hawkesbury form. And Grafter Burners was a big run. A lot of people saw its run sitting wide and working to the line. So they were the two for me.
Okay. Boys, what did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a good race. I was sort of against like the sort of the flashy colts that are like United States, Beskar.
Sure.
Galliniro wasn't really with them. I like Prince Tycoon on the quick backup. It's probably going to be...
Yeah, you've been a Prince Tycoon fan for a while, haven't you?
Oh, it was just the greatest trials I've ever seen. But yeah, I think it's a nice horse, but it might be all a bit too soon. But it's on the quick backup. It's going to get its chance. And Farnacle sat outside the lead last start and boxed on a ride. And I think it's in play.
Love it. Uncle Mal?
Yeah, I'm similar to Junior. I actually liked Farnacle. I thought its first start was really good. And then last start was okay, but I think it might have a bit of X factor go forward a little bit.
Here we go.
United States punching around.
United States is punching around, isn't it? Gallo Nero clicked up.
Come on, Farnacle.
Farnacle looks the one.
Lift Farnacle.
Junior wants Farnacle. Here comes Grafter Burners.
Not Cool Archie.
Is coming at top speed. Cool Archie.
He loves the wet Cool Archie.
Cool Archie over the top.
Lovely, lovely win.
Tell you what, massive run from Grafter Burners, RI. Around the turn, it looked like it was going to drop out.
It just keeps sitting wide. It's very unlucky.
It just keeps getting unlucky every time.
Yeah. So let's talk about it from a JJ Atkins perspective. All honours with the winner. It'll probably be favourite. Obviously, the track is pretty bottomless.
Yeah, I don't think you can take much out of racing on that kind of track, depending on what they race on next time. But yeah, it's very, very heavy. It's very,
so what
very
do we wet. What do we want to do for the JJ Atkins? Is it anything there? I mean... Grafter Burners, maybe. What did you make of it all? Because this is the crew that are going to make up the JJ Atkins. So
yeah, I want to be very, very forgiving, I think, there. Anything that had a tough run or looked like it didn't handle the wet, we might have a totally different track and race set up in 2 weeks. So.
Gallo Nero offered very little. There it is, well back and probably ninth or tenth. Yeah, Farnacle wasn't a bad run. You've got to worry about Farnacle getting the 1600 though, don't you?
Yeah, I think Grafter Burners was a huge run. You can probably take it forward with you. But
just needs to draw a barrier.
Yeah.
I don't think Beskar likes the wet. It's a nice horse.
Yeah, we just seen the replay now up in the screen. Yeah, Beskar struggled a lot. So, yeah, look, it's a lot's going to change between now and the JJ Atkins and in particular in the market, isn't it? A lot of people are going to take positions against horses. And the good thing is we're going to get some odds. Like when I looked before, it was $8 the field in the JJ Atkins. I think that, you know, the favourite after this will probably be the winner and it might be like $5 or $6, something like that. Race 6 is the Fred Best and the first of two golden ticket races into the Stradbroke. Angel Capital is back. He was a boom horse early this prep, scratched his favourite on Australian Guineas morning, and now he's having his first start for Team Waller. Eyes will be on him and this could shake up the Straddy market. All right, boys, sensational news to talk about. We'll get that in 1 second. Chris Munn said that Cool Archie will go onto the JJ Atkins. $6 I saw, futures market. Seems fair enough.
Yeah, I guess we just got to wait to see conditions on the day, but get through the wet if it's raining. So
the sensational news is that Angel Capital has been scratched. Scratched about half an hour ago, something like that. We're a bit worried about the meeting, aren't we, boys? I thought there was no chance to get called off, but the jockeys are saying the kickback's no good. Well, look at Uncle Mal. Uncle Mal loves nothing more than when RI's wrong.
You put up $8. We did hear that you said that we were right, which was incredible. But yeah, you said you put up $8. Probably an even money chance at the moment, I think, now.
I think there's very different markers about whether they get through the derby or whether they get through the whole meeting.
Just keep going. Next.
There you go.
Whoa!
They've postponed the rest of the meeting due to weather and poor visibility. I'm quite surprised.
Yeah, very interesting. But, you thought you had the little Lockie Galvin in there, the little get-out clause, which is the derby, but we didn't even make it to the derby.
Yeah, no, we didn't. So, yeah, I mean, usually they push on hard, but I guess it was just the visibility. The jockeys, they're out there to make as much money as possible, but if they say it's no good,
look at these conditions, the car getting through that. Yeah. It gets dangerous and it sort of, you know, at what point is...
Especially the derby because it's such a big field, it's even more dangerous probably, so...
So they'll probably race sometime during the week, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
We wrap the day with a Bell Esprit Stakes at Caulfield. Neons is the Fizz's best bet of the day, a serious talent who could be on her way to Group 1 company. She'll face stiff competition from in-form mare Cleo Cat, and there's also been support for last year's winter sprint star recommendation. Welcome back to King Zone. Your boss is supposed to be in the fizzer.
Well, this is his best bet of the day.
He's a bit cranky.
Where is he?
I said come in.
Where is he? Nah. Fizzer!
anyway, you're in here. Very able replacement. So
he's a bit nervous. I reckon he's had a crack here.
Yeah, he probably has. He just doesn't want to be sitting next to me watching.
He's had an undisclosed four-figure sum on this.
Really? Really? Wow. Yes. He did say it's
just. And he's nervous. He's shitting his pants. He's in the toilet.
Fizz! Maybe he'll come in after the race and
tell
us if it wins. Yeah, he'll want to gloat. What's happening in the betting? It's been pretty consistent, Neons, hasn't it?
Well, my horse Cleo Cat, the AI selection, I took 550. He's been pretty well backed in the last minute before I came in here into about 450. The favourite's getting out a bit now. Mm-hmm. I reckon it'll start about 260. Or longer. What is it, Junior, now?
260, best available.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought there was a bit of pace in the race. I was against the favourite, hasn't raced for 6 months. I thought could get rolled here. I was on Cleo, but it wouldn't surprise me for Ruffy. There's a heap of pace in this race. Wouldn't surprise me if a Ruffy was to win either.
Come down the outside. Recommendation, yes. Been a bit of money for recommendation. We all remember how well it went over winter. Junior, do you think the money's justified?
No, it's not really what I mind, to be honest. Copped a few Bichian peaches on the right tracks from mine and then went to Hong Kong and round last. I think it was
60 kilos won't help.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, Uncle Mal, we know what's going to happen with Eagle Farm this week. Before they're just moving in at Caulfield, I can see.
Yes.
You want to quickly tell the fans what we can expect this week?
Yeah, obviously after the abandonment of the rest of the races today, there's a big announcement. So on Wednesday, they'll run the Group 3 Fred Best Classic at Doomben over 1350. And then a big Super Saturday race card on June 7 in conjunction with Queensland Oaks Day will be the Kingsford Smith Cup, the Group 1 Queensland Derby, and the listed Helen Coughlin Stakes.
Yeah. I wonder if Belle Dutel can make a comeback. Can you come back in after being scratched?
I think absolutely. I think that they probably redo the races.
Yeah, reinstate.
It was lame.
So Angel Capital come back in. The only thing that I found a little surprising is they would have maybe considered putting the Derby back a week. Putting the Oaks back a week. So horses who ran in the Derby could have run in that and then make it increases Stradbroke Day as well. But
anyway. We play what's in front of us.
Play what's in front of us.
I just got a question though. Is Belle Dutel scratched because of the wet track or being
lame? Lame. So it's pretty, you'd imagine maybe. Could have had like a stone bruise. Sometimes they get, little stone bruises like that and something they can recover from pretty quickly.
All right, let's get it on, eh?
Racing. She jumped beautifully.
Yeah, she pinged the lids in the trial as well.
Maybe too well, just with all the speed that's drawn in this race. Inside, this is what I was a little bit worried about. I think the King Zone said that during the week as well, didn't he?
What a pace inside.
Exactly.
Caught a little wide, no cover. Probably not the best spot, right?
For sure. Probably going to be in the best part of the track in the straight, but working three wide, no cover, and is probably not ideal. But
so recommendation's getting a pretty nice run on the rail, but
yeah, Cleo Cat's got its back.
It's four off the fence.
Cleo Cat's getting a good run.
We're going to find out how good she is.
We sure are. Dean Moore about to ask. The question has been asked. What happens here? Ooh.
Recommendation up inside.
Recommendation. Come on, Fizz. Come on, Fizz. See it out. Finish it off. Just a bit too good. Nice win.
Yeah,
nice
I think win. She's a very I think she's good a real good horse. She's a good
Aviatrice coming on nicely.
She's a Group 1 horse.
Group 1 horse.
Well, that's what they think.
I reckon she would have started favouring the Oakley Plate.
Okay. Hasn't raced for 6 months, so you think there's a lot of improvement there.
That's Saturday session done.
Good horse. Dismissed.
You're so
dismissed.
Winners to round out the day for the boys, which is always
winners good. Win. The Fizzer will be happy. So unfortunately, we couldn't deliver you as much entertainment as you wanted to, but it wasn't too bad, and we will be back.
When are you back?
Well, we're back.
Yeah, midweek?
Saturday session.
You're backing up Wednesday?
I don't think so. We'll just probably let the Fred Best go by, and then we'll do a huge Saturday session next week. We're actually including the dogs, the Flying Amy Classic.
Saturday night.
From the Q2, yeah. So it'll be a huge Saturday session next week, and we look forward to seeing you then. Enjoy your weekend. Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.